Welcome to the Directions on Microsoft Briefing podcast. I'm Mary Jo Foley, the editor-in-chief here at Directions. I'm your host for the series of podcasts for those interested in the Microsoft Enterprise IT ecosystem. The Directions on Microsoft Briefing brings you the best insights from the best independent Microsoft watching firm in the business, Directions on Microsoft. Directions has been focused on providing Microsoft IT planning and negotiation information since 1992. Today's Directions briefing is all about Teams Phone, aka the telephony services in Teams that can replace or augment on-premises PBX, which means public branch exchange phone systems. And my guest for today's episode is Jim Gaynor, who covers Teams, Windows Server, and Enterprise Infrastructure here at Directions on Microsoft. Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for doing the podcast today with me.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's always good talking with you.
Thanks. Before joining Directions on Microsoft, Jim held positions in a broad range of industries, including online gaming for Wizards of the Coast, enterprise infrastructure and operations for global engineering and consulting firm, and academic and research computing at the University of Washington, Seattle, and the Ohio State University, where he also taught undergraduate computing courses.
All over the place.
Yes, all over the place. Okay, so Jim, we use Teams here at Directions pretty extensively, but I think it would be good to give our listeners who may not be as steeped in Teams a quick introduction. So let's talk about the basics of making calls in Teams. How does that work?
So first off, just a reminder to our listeners here, we're talking about making phone calls. I mean, right now, you know, you can use Teams to make a regular Teams call, an IP call, you know, but that doesn't involve the phone system. This is talking about interacting with people who are using telephones, using old phone system, and this is where we're going today.
Okay.
So there's more or less two categories of calling in Teams. And if you make these divisions to start off, it'll help things make a lot more sense later on. First off, there's using Teams as a replacement for your organization's phone system with all of that entails, like taking phone calls, putting people on hold, transfers, voicemail, and all that. And then there's letting people dial into Teams meetings, what we used to call a conference bridge. You know, you used to get a service and you'd have an 800 number with an extension. You get that and you could have everybody get on a phone conference. These people who dial into Teams meetings only get the audio portion, but they can still be in a meeting if the phone's all they've got. So that first one, the phone system, that needs a thing called Teams Phone, which used to be called Phone System, by the way, but, you know, Teams, that's the brand. Teams Phone is kind of like a PBX system in the cloud. It does all the routing of the calls, call holds, transfers, voicemail. It can do call queues for you, all that stuff. But you still have to connect Teams Phone to the phone network, just like you need to get a phone service for your PBX system. In the old days, you might buy a phone system from Mitel, but you'd still contract with AT&T or Verizon or BT or whoever to get phone service into that PBX. That phone service part isn't included with Teams Phone. Microsoft's main offering is Calling Plan, which is what most people have heard of, where Microsoft acts as your phone carrier, what they call an operator, and that gives you the phone numbers you need to make and receive calls with Teams Phone. But there's other ways we'll talk about a bit later. When it comes to dialing into Teams meetings, that's a thing called audio conferencing, and that's what lets you have people dial into your Teams meetings with their phone, and you can even use it to dial out to someone else's phone to bring them into the meeting. No muss, no fuss. If someone doesn't have Teams, they're having tech troubles or whatever, it's real simple to just call a number and listen in, even if you don't get screen sharing and chat and all that. And the good part about audio conferencing is that only the meeting organizer needs to have it. You don't have to buy it for everybody in the meeting. But those are kind of your basic stuff right there.
Okay. So as you mentioned, calling plans are not included. But I'm curious, do calling plans include audio conferencing in meetings? I'm still a little confused about that.
They don't. And that's a really common misconception. And that's probably because, I used to manage these phone systems. A lot of on-premises phone systems, you know, again, your Mitels, you know, your Nortels, whatever, they include their own limited form of conferencing. So you can have multiple people dial in and host a conferencing on that phone system. So you kind of assume that, why wouldn't audio conferencing be built into Teams Phone or Calling Plan? Not to mention on the licensing side, and we're only going to dip a little bit into the licensing side of the house here. That would be a whole other podcast. Both Teams Phone, that hosted PBX system, and audio conferencing are bundled with Office 365 E5 and Microsoft 365 E5. So people sometimes associate them together, but no, audio conferencing is totally separate from calling plan or Teams phone. They aren't included with each other.
Okay. I'm getting there. So other term definitions I need. What is Operator Connect? I've heard of that. And what about Operator Connect conferencing? How are those two things related?
Ooh, you've opened up the can of worms.
Uh-oh, I knew it.
So this is where the story starts to get more complicated, and it gets worse. Well, not bad worse, but more complicated worse. First things first, try to ignore the branding. Operator Connect and Operator Connect conferencing are two different things. You don't need to have one to have the other. But they do have one thing in common, which is why the branding's there, and it's that they focus on letting you use other phone providers, again, Microsoft calls them operators, to get calling services in Teams phone or to use audio conferencing. Remember, calling plan is Microsoft acting as your operator. In this case, you're getting other people who partner with Microsoft to be your operator, Operator Connect and Operator Connect conferencing. So if you're using calling plan, like I said, you get your phone numbers from Microsoft. If you're using audio conferencing, you get your phone numbers for that from Microsoft. But sometimes you've got a contract with an operator already. Maybe you're only going to be using Teams phone in some of your offices, but not all of them. You've got a multi-year contract and you're just now adopting Teams phone, and so you don't want to waste that contract. So, or you're even in a geography that Microsoft doesn't even serve. And so that's where it becomes useful to work with someone who isn't Microsoft. Operator Connect lets you use a Microsoft partnered operator. So like, again, AT&T, Bell, BT, Orange, Rogers, Tata, a lot of others, to get that phone access for Teams phone. So instead of Microsoft, again, you use them. Operator Connect itself, here's that licensing dip, it's a license that allows you to do that. And that license by itself doesn't cost anything. You have to acquire it and assign it, but it's at no additional cost. But you pay the operator for those phone services they provide. You pay them directly. You're not paying Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Operator Connect conferencing is more or less the same thing, but just for audio conferencing. It lets you use partner operators for the meeting dial-in. And just like Operator Connect, the license to use it doesn't cost anything, but that's something that is an enabling license that allows you to then enter into a contract with an operator, and you pay that operator. There's one important thing, though, that is a difference between these. For Teams phone, a user can only be assigned one phone number. So for example, you can't assign a calling plan number and an Operator Connect number to a user. They only get one user, one phone number. And why this is that it's basically to keep you from saying, well, I'll use one phone service to give them a phone number in America and another phone service to give them a phone number in, say, Europe. And that way I can make calls locally, he said with air quotes, for both. They don't want you getting around that. There's a lot of international phone regulations that try to keep you from doing that. However, you can assign audio conferencing and an Operator Connect conferencing to a user, and they can pick which number to use on a meeting by meeting basis, which can be kind of handy. So if you're having a meeting primarily with a European office, European person, you can do that. And if you're having it with a North American audience, you can do it with that. So that can be useful. So there's your main differences: multiples with the audio conferencing stuff, single with the voice stuff. But again, Operator Connect and Operator Connect conferencing are about working with operators instead of Microsoft to actually give you the service.
Okay. I'm catching on here, I think, a bit. But I'm still wondering if there might be an easier way to do this. Like, is there a single plan that just includes everything? That seems like it would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? However, yeah. Everybody always, it's always the, well, I want the classic, but can you take off the pickle? You know, yep. I want this, but the closest thing that Microsoft offers for enterprises is the E5 licenses. And I said before, those include Teams phone and audio conferencing, but you still have to add your operator access. What Rob Horowitz, our licensing expert, likes to call batteries not included. There were rumors a while ago that there was going to be a plan that bundled in a limited number of calling plan minutes, but that never materialized. So for the enterprise customers, you still have to do some degree of roll your own. At the very, if you get audio conferencing, you've got audio conferencing. But if you get E5, again, you get Teams phone, you get audio conferencing, but you still have to get something, calling plan, Operator Connect, whatever, to bring that phone service into Teams phone. For small businesses, if you're listening here, 300 users or smaller, There are some Microsoft 365 for business bundles that have everything. But for larger customers, you've got to navigate these choices.
Whew, okay. I think it's a good point to take a quick
break.
Yes. Let's take a break and talk a little more about what we do here at Directions on Microsoft. First and foremost, in spite of our name, we are not affiliated with Microsoft. We provide product strategy and licensing information about Microsoft Enterprise products. Among the many services that we offer are our regular Microsoft licensing boot camps, designed to help customers new to licensing get up to speed and veterans to refresh their knowledge about Microsoft licensing. Our next boot camp, which is online only, is October 30th to November 3rd. These in-depth boot camps offer attendees the most up-to-date Microsoft licensing information out there. We also offer advisory services, like EA negotiation support and Microsoft strategy assessments, where our analysts help you one-on-one with your specific Microsoft product questions and licensing issues. Go to directionsonmicrosoft.com or email info@directionsonmicrosoft.com to learn more about all the different services that we offer. Okay, back to Jim, phoning home with Teams Phone.
ET phone home.
Hey, trivia.
In the movie, it was Reese's Pieces that ET had, right?
Right.
In the book, the book, it was M&M's.
Oh.
I remember reading that in high school. The book was M&M's and the movie was Reese's Pieces.
You got to wonder why. Probably a product sponsorship thing, knowing how things work in the tech world.
All right. Well, thanks for the diversion there.
All right. Let's go back to our confusing technology naming here.
Okay.
So when I asked about Operator Connect, you said the story gets more complicated and then it gets worse.
You didn't think there was just calling plan and Operator Connect, huh?
I kind of did.
So there are two other stories for Teams Phone. We're going to focus on Teams Phone. Audio conferencing, I've given you most of it, so just kind of sit on that for a while. Teams Phone, there's two other stories. There's one that's new and then one that's old that we've just kind of glossed over for now, but we'll touch on it. So the newer one is called Teams Phone Mobile, and it was originally called Operator Connect Mobile, but they had enough things with that naming. But it still has the same thing in that you're working with operators with other providers. Teams Phone Mobile allows you to work with Microsoft-partnered mobile providers to use a mobile phone number for Teams as well. So what this ends up working like is you have your mobile phone, right? And you say, okay, well, Microsoft, I want to do Teams Phone Mobile. So your mobile phone number, your iPhone, your Android device, whatever you're using, also rings in Teams. That phone number works for both your mobile phone and for Teams. So that's ends up working for like a highly mobile sales force that normally uses mobile phones. They don't sit in an office. They're out in the field all the time. And the number will ring on whatever device is active. If they're sitting actually at a desk someplace, it'll ring for Teams for them. If they're out in the field, it'll work with their mobile phone. It's really designed for that kind of group.
Okay.
And the old one, the one that that we've talked about a lot that is older than all of these, you know, but calling plan, is direct routing. Now, direct routing is a feature of Teams Phone. So it doesn't cost anything extra for that, but kind of like Operator Connect, it's an enabling thing. So let me get into this. What direct routing allows you to do is you can connect Teams to your on-premises phone service, provided you have compatible routing hardware, what's called a session border controller or an SBC. So you have this compatible session border controller, this compatible SBC, and it's got its own phone service routing into it. You can have that SBC interconnect with the hosted Teams service so that you can make phone calls through that. Teams, you make a phone, you're using Teams, you make a phone call, it connects to the SBC, it routes the audio to the SBC routes the audio out through the phone service, it's local. And you can use this for a couple of things. You can use it to get an on-premises phone system to integrate it with a hosted Teams phone system, kind of like a hybrid setup. Say like if you've got a calling desk in your home office that uses a custom phone system, you can still integrate that so they can talk with people who are using Teams and vice versa. And you can use it to let Teams phone dial out using an operator you're contracting with that's connected to your on-premises SBC. And there's even some providers that'll host the SBC for you if you want. Honestly, if this sounds a bit like Operator Connect, you know, we kind of put the cart before the horse when we talked about Operator Connect first, because direct routing existed first, and where direct routing has you hosting your own routing hardware and your operator brings phone service there, Operator Connect is more or less the hosted version of direct routing. The operators have SBCs in Microsoft data centers. They manage them for you. And so you talk to them, you say, I want phone service from Bell, for example, since I mentioned that as a partner. They have SBCs in Microsoft data centers, and your team's installation, your hosted team installation connects to those SBCs and goes out through Bell, and they manage all of that for you. It's not on-premises. It doesn't integrate into your on-premises phone system, but it still gives you all the other advantages of direct routing. So there's your two other stories for Teams Phone Mobile, and direct routing. And direct routing is as close to a roll your own, engage with everything on premises as you can get with Teams. Do you have all that? Is it all kind of holding together?
Mostly. Could you give us a summary statement? I love those summary statements.
Okay. So again, if you want to make phone calls, you have to have Teams phone for your PBX up in the cloud. Got to have that to start. Mm-hmm. To get phone service to Teams phone, you can pick between calling plan, where Microsoft is your hosted operator, Operator Connect, which is still hosted but using other partner providers, direct routing, which is connected to your on-premises hardware using any provider, or Teams Phone Mobile, which splits phone service between Teams and your mobile device. And you can mix and match these, which can be useful for remote office locations where you've got like one office doing one thing, another office doing another. So you can mix and match these within your tenancy. Mm-hmm. Dial into meetings is simpler. You've got audio conferencing, where Microsoft's the operator, and there's Operator Connect conferencing, which uses a hosted partner operator. And in both cases, only the person who is organizing the meeting needs to be licensed.
Okay. I think I need to make a cheat sheet for myself of this, but that helped a lot.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm updating it right now as we record this. Well, not as we record this, but around recording it. I've got a report that summarizes all of the components of Teams Phone.
Oh, nice.
There's a previous version of it. I'm updating it to include some changes, and that has a diagram.
Excellent. There we go. I'll be all set once that's out. Okay, so let's open another can of worms. What about customers that have been doing this for a while already and have something like Skype for Business phone handsets or handsets from another IP phone provider like Cisco? Can these work with Teams?
Yeah, they can. There's a few that will. But again, you know, think of how Microsoft and all these people work. They're not about, hey, you can use your old stuff will work with the new stuff for free. They really want to use it as a way to market new stuff that still kind of works with the old stuff, but still they want to make money somewhere, right?
Right.
So for example, Cisco just announced a partnership with Microsoft to allow interoperation so their Cisco phones can work with Teams or with their Cisco voice over IP system, but it's really just with their new phones, not the older legacy phones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, for some legacy phone handsets, there's one last thing, and it's called SIP Gateway. SIP is Session Initiation Protocol. It's a standard that a lot of voice over IP phones use. And SIP Gateway allows these phones to work as basic Teams phones handsets. You can use those handsets to place and receive calls with Teams. But of course, you know, it's only a basic phone. You don't have access to all the calendaring and chat and all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. It works with Skype for Business IP phones that have standard SIP firmware, Cisco IP phones with multi-platform SIP firmware, mostly newer ones, and devices from a handful of vendors like AudioCodes, Poly, and Yealink, but not everything. Microsoft's got a really, really in-depth list on their website that you ought to check out. If you just look for SIP Gateway phones, just Google for that, go to the Microsoft Learn website. They have a good list there. But you usually, doing this still isn't trivial. It's not like you just take the phone and say, hey, I want to use it with Teams. Usually you've got to reset the handsets with new firmware to work with SIP Gateway. So it's not just plug and play. If you're an enterprise, you might have hundreds of phones you need to reset the firmware on. But on the plus side, if you have all the licensing to use Teams with Teams phone, you're already licensed for SIP Gateway. SIP Gateway is kind of included in Teams Phone, so you don't necessarily need to buy one more license just to use SIP Gateway.
Okay. So you mentioned one of my favorite topics a little bit ago, Skype for Business Server. Okay. Everyone asks us this question all the time. Is it really dead yet or not?
Of course. Microsoft still says that they intend to support Skype for Business Server 2019 past October 2025, which is both when the 2015 and 2019 versions officially leave support. Mm-hmm. That's all we've got. Right. They haven't said if there's going to be a new version, or if there's going to be some kind of security only updates for 2019, or if there's going to be some kind of subscription like the extended security updates that they provide for Windows Server and SQL Server. Oh. They haven't given any details. Right. We just have their word to go on. And when it comes to legacy software, words are just words. Right. Unless they cough something up that's actually concrete and substantial. I'd be making plans to get off Skype for Business Server. Two years is not long in the enterprise IT planning world, considering you've got to plan, budget, get plan and budget approval, and then actually execute that migration. You need to be starting now, because if this doesn't materialize, or if it materializes with an excessive cost, you're not going to have a lot of time to react.
Nope. I bet that's part of their plan, too. The more we delay telling people what's going on, maybe the more of them will get on Teams and off of Skype for Business, right?
Yeah, I honestly think that they're playing a game of chicken with some of their larger customers that are saying, hey, we really need Skype for Business Server. And they're not saying this, but we're saying, you say that, but we think you just don't want to change. So we're going to play chicken as long as possible and dangle stuff in front of you, hoping to get you over to Teams and see just how much you mean that.
Yep. I think that could be what's going on. Okay. Anything else you want to share about the future of Teams Phone? Like, is there a phone co-pilot in the future? Sorry, I had to go there.
We got to mention AI. Hey, by the way, AI. I really hope not. I mean, Copilot will probably skim off your call recordings if you make them. That's happening with the current previews of Copilot, that if you make recordings and you opt into it, that Copilot can scan the recordings you make. But that's not a Copilot for Teams Phone. That's just the Microsoft 365 Copilot. So, you know, it'll impact it, like they're trying to make it impact everything. But Teams Phone itself, it's really a pretty mature offering at this point. The stuff we've been seeing in terms of changes have been really small and incremental, and are involving things like making it more effective for companies with like large call centers or other more edge case stuff that involves, you know, again, small incremental growth as opposed to massive new services. And more importantly, I think a lot of companies are moving away from traditional phone service. Yeah, you still got your phones for backup. Everybody wants to have that. We need my phone line. Why? Have you picked up the handset in 3 months? Probably not, unless it was a vendor trying to call you and sell you something. And they are important for customer service and support call banks. But more and more, you see organizations adopting internet chat and texting for support. And meetings and even calls are more network-based Teams native chat and calls than using Teams to place a phone call. So Teams Phone and audio conferencing and all those choices around them, they fill a need, definitely. But I think that need is slowly dwindling. And we'll see that connectivity to the legacy copper line phone network becomes less and less important over time. And it'll be slow. It'll be gradual. It's nothing that's, you know, sudden. But I just think we're just seeing less and less emphasis on traditional phone service.
It makes sense. All right, Jim. Well, thank you so much. That was really helpful. And I learned a lot. I always think I know things about Teams. And then when I hear you talk about this kind of stuff, I'm like, oh, wait, no, I actually don't. So thank you for taking the time.
Of course.
Okay, to close, I would like to remind our listeners that they can find lots more Microsoft coverage of all things Microsoft related over on directionsonmicrosoft.com. Jim mentioned the report he's working on. There's lots other information there about Teams, Teams Phone, and anything connected with that topic. So make sure you check that out. Thank you so much for listening today. If you have questions, comments, or any topics that you would like the Directions on Microsoft analysts to cover in one of these podcasts, please do not hesitate to contact me via Twitter at Mary Jo Foley. And speaking of Twitter, we at Directions have converged our existing Twitter channels into a single new platform. So give us a follow at Directions MSFT on Twitter for all of the latest Microsoft Enterprise product and licensing information. Thank you very much.